Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me just give you the quick synopsis, Tiger-wise. Thursday's opening day. No one's saying we're not excited, and none of us are lacking in hope. But something really bothered me. And it was this weekend, you know, the announcement was made, Wyatt Langford is going to break camp with the Rangers. And leading into the draft, I just said from the beginning, you have the ability, if you can get Wyatt Langford, get a college bat, you do it. Like, I just wasn't interested in Cruz, and I wasn't interested in Max Clark. They took Max Clark. Now, Max Clark might be a really good baseball player, but he's a high schooler. Wyatt Langford, by every measure of scouting, just an incredibly advanced approach and a bulletproof swing. Powered all fields, hit-tooled all fields, like a difference-making, all-star, offensive player that realistically slotted to be a left fielder. Was not going to be a center fielder at the major league level. No problem. And today ESPN came out with their power ranking and projections. And the Tigers are projected at a rather disappointing 78-84. And I said when we did this last hour, I go, think about if they had just done two things I wanted them to do. None of which.
Nothing major.
No. Nothing crazy. Nothing irresponsible. You take Wyatt Langford and you sign Matt Chapman. 3-54. Roughly on a wins above replacement level, that's about 7.5 more wins than where you sit currently. You want to be ultra-conservative, call it 5. You're still trotting out a dead body. It's Weekend at Bernie's at shortstop because you refuse to move on from Baez. You got a Frankenstein at third base with the likes of McKinstry and Gio Urshela. And your lone signing is a nothing burger in Mark Canha. That's really tough for me to accept. So I asked the question, am I wrong for feeling this way? Or do you quietly feel that way and are afraid to say it? Because they can win this division. This division's bad, but you got two spots in the lineup you're going to get nothing from.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I don't care about Mark Canha. Sorry.
No,
I don't care about him.
It frustrates you because you almost feel like maybe I'm not seeing something that the Tigers are. Like, it seems so easy. You upgrade, you go for it in a bad division that you can win, that maybe if you can get to 86 games, Mike, that may be enough to win this thing. But it doesn't seem like they're trying. They're kind of just moseying along and trying to kick the can for a few more seasons. And I don't understand why. You don't understand why. I think a lot of the people don't understand why. Is Scott Harris that much smarter than us? You know, are we being gaslit?
No, I just asked the question. Am I wrong for feeling that way?
No, you're not.
And it just, I feel like they could win the division. And the fact that Langford's breaking camp, not with the Pirates, Not with a bat. With the Rangers who won the World Series and don't have a very big reason to bring him up. He was so good, he forced their hand. Mm-hmm. So tell me again. And again, people are going to go, well, you don't want to block who? Parker Meadows?
I was just about to say who?
Terry Carpenter, who, again, one is basically a one-war player and didn't hit a home run the last couple months of the year. I don't think he's a sure thing. This isn't Rico and I playing fantasy baseball. Signing a Gold Glove third baseman on the cheap because he had a horrible year last year with a finger injury. I don't know if you've heard. That makes it really hard to hit.
Because even think, let's just say he doesn't work out, you can go back to your Frankenstein. But if he does,
right,
you've just increased your wins probability with this team.
So that was all. It was just a question of just, is it wrong to feel really bummed out about the offseason? Because we waited years for the money to come off the books with Miggy and some of these other bad contracts. You realize Javi Baez basically went 0 for spring and he's a walking meme again. And Scott Harris has no problem that that's his everyday shortstop. Third base, you thought you'd address it? Nope. Immediate impact bat in the draft? Nope. Take a high schooler. Oh, well, it allowed us to overslot in the second round. Guys, let me be very unequivocal with you. DGAF. All right, if Wyatt Langford is what he looks like he's going to be, do you think I care about McGonagall in the second round? You know what? Figure it out. Because this guy's going to go play every day for the Rangers, a team that, frankly, doesn't. They're way better than you.
They could afford to use and manipulate the service time. Yeah, they're choosing. You know what?
What do we talk about all offseason? I just wanted a veteran bat. I wanted somebody to help Torque and help Green and stabilize the middle of the order. Their answer, Mark Canha. I don't know, man. I hope it works, but it bummed me out to see the Langford news, and it's on the heels of the Chapman thing, and it's really hitting you that you have Frankenstein at third and Baez at short again.
You're asking yourself, how do we get better?
I mean, I think young players have every right to get better. Cole Keith maybe can give you a boost.
But I guess let me rephrase that. Do you have enough to come out in April and win games, or do you stumble once again in April, fall behind, and now you got to try to play catch up for the rest of the season?
Yeah,
maybe you come out in April with a 500 record. I'll be happy with that.
The pitching's good enough. I believe in the pitching. Just offensively, how did you get tangibly better from being 28th? I think you're relying on development. But I just get a little bit tired of always seemingly, well, you know, maybe next year or
and if you're
2 years
in,
down the line.
Right, and you're coming out of spring training telling me how far down the order you have to bat Javi Baez. Right. Maybe it's just time. Let's just, as you like to say, let's just say the quiet part out loud.
Well, I agree with you.
Maybe it's just time.
I agree with you. And at no point do I'm not, you know, Javi doesn't want to wake up and be horrific at baseball. This isn't a win for him. I mean, I almost, not quite, but almost pity the guy. Your life's work has gone so irreparably wrong in the wrong direction, you're a cartoon. That kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's short on life skills. You've done one thing since you were about 8, and you're now terrible at it, to a point that the only reason you're played is because you make so much money. You're essentially a pinata.
Mm-hmm.
That's horrible. If I own the team, I would have written a check. It's really not, when you're a billionaire, millions don't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how this runs. And you know it. It just, I really hope, man, if they end up losing the division by a couple of games, the Langford-Chapman double dip is really going to bother me. And I wanted to know, if you're a Tiger fan, does it bother you?
And see, I'm going to look at how you started off April, because if you stumble again out the gate.
Oh, my God. Could NC State center court logo be any bigger? Did you see this?
No.
Hold on. Watch this. You let me take care of business. I want you to just stare at that monitor.
Okay.
And that's what I want at Breslin Center. I want a Gruff Sparty to equal size of Mr. Woofy at the center court of the NC State Gymnasium.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, hey, Mike. Thanks for the call. So, yeah, another season of Tigers baseball is upon us after waiting and anticipation. And I just got to be honest, this season, Mike, I'm just like you. I'm hopeful this team can achieve great things, but I just don't think they can. Now, pitching, it's never perfect, but it's never been the downfall of the team. It's been fine. It's this team's offense. I mean, Mike, this team's offense the last 2 years has made me want to gouge my own eyes out in anger. It's unwatchable. And this offseason, they didn't do anything to address it other than Keith. I mean, and by the way, can the Scott Botts please stop talking up like Jace Jung at third base? He's a second baseman, for the record. They're trying to teach him how to play third base. Let's pump the brakes on
that.
Well,
that was why the Chapman thing was priority for me is, you know, a three-year term, you're not committing that much time and in the grand scheme, money.
No. I mean, it hasn't just – I mean, the last 7 years, it's unwatchable. They haven't cracked 700 runs once in that time span. They haven't posted a positive run differential since 2016. Wow. Like, I don't want this to turn into another Iser plan where every year the bots tell us to wait till next year. This isn't out-of-the-park baseball where you can just sim through a year in a matter of minutes. This is real life. A year is a very long amount of time, a long amount of time where I have to take time out of my day to put up with this crap. I waited for years under an incompetent Avila. I tolerated gross ineptitude year after year. I even tolerated Scott's evaluation year last year. I'm tired of getting told to trust a process that none of us are even sure is going to work in the long run. Like, please.
No, I'm with you. And again, I mean, Nick, it's not unfair. Team's been bad for a long time. Division's wide open. I thought the trade deadline was suboptimal with the E-Rod disaster. And you go into the offseason. No, I didn't want to go crazy. I didn't need to go spend $300-400 million. The things I asked for were doable. I didn't like what they did with the draft, and I didn't like what they did offensively in the offseason. Now we're going to find out who's right. Hell, I hope Scott Harris is right, and I'm wrong, because it means we have a fun summer. But where is it coming from here? Look at your lineup and tell me where it's coming from. You know, it's not that it would be fun if Colt Keith were good. He needs to be good. That's a different barometer. If you added a veteran bat or two, boy, would it take the pressure off him.
It would.
And it would insulate Riley Green and Spencer Torkelson. I just don't get the theory behind it. But here's the problem, Nick, if you're still listening. It's not like we can hook Chris Illich up to a polygraph. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't think this is a very important thing to him. It's just there. You're $55 million below league average. And Scott Harris, from everything I heard, he ain't interested in no one's opinion. This is my show. All right, well, go ahead. You think you're Billy Bean. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess in his world, I'm starting from zero, and you guys just got to be patient and go along for the ride.
But I'm with Nick on this.
You don't have to.
This time is real. This isn't Kenny on PlayStation simming a season of the show. This is real life.
But don't question me.
Oh, get out. How many World Series rings have you brought me? The answer is zero. And you screwed the trade deadline last year when you got duped by E-Rod. So you know what? Yeah, you can miss me with that.
Yeah.
And I think Scott Harris is a pretty sharp baseball guy. But that doesn't mean you can do this in the absence of... There has to be a substance. I still can't believe we drafted a high school outfielder.
I'm with you. He's got a plan. And this plan is going to take its time, and it's...
And you know what?
Now, here's the set, because you don't win, because it's almost like Holmes is allowed to do this because he showed us some winning, so now we give him some latitude. Everything he does doesn't make sense, but when you screwed up with E-Rod, and the deal was done, except for apparently nobody told E-Rod and his family that the deal was done, and the trade deadline ended, and it's like, yeah, I'm not going there. Sorry. What do you want me to say?
No, and it's whatever. All right, Kenny, take a text, and then we'll get to the U of M basketball hire, which I think is really interesting.
I have faith in the Tigers' new development team. Here only a few years out, and look at how much better our prospects already look.
What prospects? You mean Torque, who everybody wanted to send down at the midway point last year? You mean Riley Green, who's still not really impressive as a hitter? Who? Who exactly from this development team? Kerry Carpenter's magical 60-day run? Who? You know, no offense, you're not the Tampa Bay Rays. You're not the Orioles. You know, you're not bringing up these players that are impressive. I'd like to know who he speaks of.
Probably Riley Green.
You know, you want to sell me on Chris Fetter and what they've done on the pitching side, that's a different conversation. I don't have qualms with the pitching. I think they'll be fine.
This is all on Harris. This is the way he's going to run this team, so get used to it. As long as Harris is here, this is what you get.
Okay, first of all, I don't have to get used to anything. You can get used to it, but I don't give up my right to feelings. That's what being a fan is. If you want to be a lemming and just, you know, hey, well, you know, move to Russia. Go ahead, be a part of the Kremlin. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It is not appropriate. In Detroit, one of the great sports cities in America, and still one of the 10 to 12 most relevant baseball markets, it is not acceptable to have a payroll $55 million below league average. Not acceptable. I don't care how Boy Wonder wants to run it. Let him run it however he wants. We don't have to. It's America, the last I checked. What is this, North Korea? You're going to throw people in a gulag?
Well, the way I'm looking at it too, Mike, is look at what the Twins were last year. They're supposed to be the best team in the division, maybe. Last year, they were an 87-win team. They're supposed to have gotten worse.
Correct. They lost Sonny Gray alone. That makes them worse.
So split the change, say low 80s. Maybe. Say low 80s.
Right.
If the Tigers would have added a Chapman, if they would have added a JD, if they would have had Langford in that draft, I mean, you got to you can't tell me that they're not two or three or four wins better.
Right.
That would put them mid-80s. That would put them above.
Instead of arguing, well, this is how Scott's going to do it, why don't you argue the validity of the conversation? or am I just crazy here on a 60 and sunny day in Detroit?
No, some people just are going to believe that they know more than we do. Don't question them.
Well, I think it's okay for Scott Harris to feel that way. It's his paid profession.
Correct.
But if you're a fan and we're talking baseball, like, engage in that conversation. Go ahead, Kenny.
I texted you at the Tigers draft that they should have drafted Langford. An immediate boost he would have given you. Big error for the Tigers not getting Langford.
It's a bummer. And I know you'll get the Scott bots. Yeah, well, let us get McGonagall in the second round. I don't care. Okay? It just doesn't matter to me. What matters is I would have an impact bat that I could be excited about that would break camp with this team and play left field every day. And I don't want to hear that he's not a great fielder, because guess what? Parker Meadows is and Riley Green is. You can cheat it. So you can miss me with that.
And if your pitchers are half as good as you think you've built up a nice
little
foundation.
Yeah, which is weird, because I swear I wanted to help the pitching by having a Gold Glove third baseman come in here 3-54. Like, that's... I'm not playing a video game. I'm giving you real baseball stuff here.
If we were in a real division where teams were going to win 90-plus games ahead of us...
you get smoked.
Different conversation. This is the Twins we're competing with for the division.
Imagine if you were in the East right now and this was your plan. You'd be 25 games out of first.
But I think it would maybe light a more a fire underneath you, because you know you have to be competitive. But because you're in this division, I can get away with... maybe last year was a blessing and a curse that they were interesting into August and didn't do a ton. And you know what? Interesting is the new bar. Let's just stay relevant. Not win, but just be relevant.
That's such a sad thing. And you know, it's funny, Rico. I mean, this is what, my 20th year doing radio here. I have always thought more of the Tigers than their own fan base thinks. Like, I've always viewed the Tigers as one of those franchises that, despite only having the four championships, it's an iconic logo. It's baseball tradition. It's a proud organization. And I view the Tigers almost like I view the Cardinals in the NL. It's an old school, not New York, not LA, not Boston, but it's that premium
Midwest team.
Yeah. And it's like, fans here openly are willing to be treated like the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I don't get it. Whatever. I'm a bad guy. That's all there is to it. There's your conclusion.
But hey, do you remember 84?
Yeah, okay. I want to talk about Dusty May, Michigan's new basketball coach. I think it's a very interesting hire, but they're going to be doing this guy a disservice if they don't make one particular change. We'll explain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dusty May, Florida Atlantic. There were reports this weekend he was going to Louisville. Just kidding. Now, his agent, Andy Miller, did a really good job. Now, Andy Miller's both a college and pro agent. Sounds like Andy Miller got everybody playing against each other a little bit. There was Vandy, there was Michigan, there was Louisville. He goes to Michigan. From the Michigan perspective, was Dusty May the best coach available? Available being the key word. Possibly. Probably. But here's what's interesting.
And I also think that he fit what they wanted to pay as well. Like, he's coming in making a little under $4 million a year. I don't think Michigan wanted to break the bank on a basketball coach.
Well, you also have your stupid little bow rule,
right?
You know, dead bow 6 feet under would be like spinning like a shawarma wheel if you paid more than the football coach.
Don't come cracking buck nuts on my grave if you do this.
Right. But look, I think it's a beeline type hire. And what I mean by that is Dusty May had to build FAU. It didn't happen quick. I think it was year five. He had that amazing year last year. He was a 500 coach before that. This year they were a little underwhelming, but it's Florida Atlantic. But here's my thing. Look, I think he's a good coach, right age, right profile. He's a builder. Midwest roots. I think he's an Illinois native, spent some time in Indiana. Rico, if they don't help this guy work the transfer portal, then they're not going to help him succeed.
See,
that's it. Am I wrong to just boil it to that?
Yes and no. I think also the NIL packages, because remember, that was one of the things that Hunter was like, look, I was making a lot of money, but the money wasn't getting distributed to everybody else. And Kansas came up with a better deal and he leaves.
Because you don't have any basketball fans.
So, you know, along with transfers coming in, because right now this may help him because he may be able to bring three of his players with him.
I think he will.
Because they've all, I think, are graduates.
Yeah.
Like there's one guy that's a junior, but it's one of those, hey, can you hurry up and finish out your degree this summer and then we can get you in here. Yeah. We'll introduce you to the Rhodes Scholar,
Doug
McDaniel.
But I think it's about Michigan has got to start asking itself a question. Are we serious about basketball? Look, they have to be willing, whether it's Terrence Shannon, whether it's Caleb Love. And again, I don't think you wanted Caleb Love. I think he's cancerous.
Right.
Dusty May has to be able to go to admissions and say, look, this kid didn't kill anybody. This kid is not Dexter Manley. Look, he can read.
And admissions.
You got to let them in.
And for admissions, from what I gathered, Mike, you have to be willing to accept
credits.
And it's not just that another institution of higher learning's math class is just as good as yours. Instead of, well, you didn't take math at Michigan.
Right, you got to start over.
Right. So, and it's like, okay, but, you know, this, they're coming from a Power 5 school. I know, but just not the same. Did numbers change from the two different states? Like,
and look,
what's the big difference? That's been the holdup is they acknowledge you're coming from another school, but you just didn't take these classes at Michigan. This is from somebody in admissions. That's been the big holdup. And if I'm a Wolverine fan, it's so frustrating it's like, wait a minute. I came from, you know, a school like Vandy, and you're telling me, no, I can't go?
The funniest part, Rico, and again, like, yeah, I don't care. I'll just say it. Your players are all in no-show majors anyways. Like, who are you fooling? Oh, I'm a general studies. Kids aren't even declaring until they're juniors. Like, I'm sorry. Your prerequisites aren't really better than Vanderbilt or better than Florida State. They're not. Decide if you want to be a basketball school or not. And just make the decision.
Or just a competitive school, because the same holds true for football transfers. It's difficult to come in unless you're willing to do like Shea Patterson, blow up your credits. But then you saw when Shea was done, he goes back to Ole Miss, picks those credits back up, and graduates with an Ole Miss degree. Because, yeah, I just wanted to play at Michigan, but I had to get reduced down to a freshman instead of being a junior.
It's silly. And if I'm Dusty May, look, I know Beilein and Ward went to see him down in Florida.
And they sold him
a package. Well, he had to be sold something. So let's take them at their word. Because if you're Dusty May, here's the way I look at it. First of all, is Louisville a better job? Yes, it is. It's an ACC school. It's you versus Kentucky, which is a blood war. You got Duke. You got UNC. And you know what Louisville will never do? They'll never tell you no. Short of trying to get Charles Manson into school, they're going to do it.
But maybe you get a longer runway.
No, it's not maybe.
No, at Michigan.
It's not maybe.
Louisville, I don't think Michigan fans are going to be giving out death threats.
Louisville, yeah. The first time you lose to Kentucky, you're getting a brick through the bay window in the living room.
This is just a hello, don't let this happen again, brick.
This is just a note from your postman. Get him next time, coach. Like, it's just, you're right. And it's a more comfortable atmosphere. It's an easier atmosphere. I'm making a point. If I'm Dusty May, if I don't get assurances, you're going to allow me to recruit players I need to recruit in the portal. It's never an issue out of high school. Mm-hmm. You can keep a plant eligible at Michigan. We all do the same thing, guys. whether it's you, Ohio State, MSU, it's all the same. It's all the same clearinghouse. The transfer portal is I think it's a bigger part of basketball than anything else.
It is.
You only have 12 slots. You could turn over that roster. Football, I got 85 spots.
Right.
It's already been shown it's not a great idea to bring in 20 transfers a year. So it's just this idea.
If you can bring in two or three guys, that could be the difference.
And I will assume they said they'll work with him. I will assume they sold him on an NIL package.
And now here's the other thing. Can you get some of the players who left to come back so that you can have field a team? Because even if he brings in his three guys, remember, everybody left. And I think it was down to like two or three players just on the team. They didn't have enough. True freshmen were going to have to come in and play immediately. That could hurt you because if any of your three new players that you're bringing with you get injured, you're taking a step back. So, yeah, you're probably going to have to at least for now hit the grad transfer portal harder. I think it could work. He's going to get 4 years in order to try to turn this thing around. I don't think anybody's asking him to come in and be, you know, the Big Ten coach of the year in the next 2 years. Now, if it happens, great.
I think he's a builder, but it's going to take time. That program is in disrepair. The recruiting's now, nowhere.
And it's going to be almost maybe the opposite. Like with Juwan wanted the big names. Juwan would go out, and he got guys to get into the league. He went out after names. I don't know if you'll get this with Dusty. But if you give him time, he can win. So
and support him. That's the biggest thing. You got to support the guy as a university. Now, why would they support Dusty May when they wouldn't support Juwan? I can't answer.
And Juwan was one of theirs.
I can't answer. That's up to you. But look, he's a damn good basketball coach. Is he a better coach than Juwan Howard? Please don't insult Dusty May by entering him into the same conversation. Juwan came in. He wasn't even the primary assistant in Miami. And Juwan clearly was over his head. Dusty May is a gym rat, a basketball junkie, a coach, a builder. He's good, but he'll only be as good as the support he's given.
Now, I think the biggest thing that if you're Michigan, got to see what that buyout is, because if Woodson doesn't work out, remember, he's an Indiana product. If Woodson doesn't work out in Indiana, you don't have a big buyout. Indiana's going to come and back up a Brinks truck and say, hey, mama's calling, come on home.
You're already trying to poach Dusty May?
No, I'm not trying to poach.
Evil Sparty.
No, but Mike, that's reality.
It is.
Okay?
All right, that's fair.
I mean, Indiana basketball has unlimited resources.
I think it's a really good hire.
I do too.
Okay, just
no, like it's a good hire.
I think Michigan made a really nice hire.
If you're Michigan and you're Ward, I would have put a gigantic, you know what, buyout is going to be a lot of money. Almost Nate Oates-esque. You're not going to poach our coach unless you're willing to pay us a ton of money.
I tell you, there's a piece of me starting to sour on Nate Oates a little bit. Because I'll tell you, after watching that game yesterday, we're in Detroit and no one cares.
But suits.
A loud blazer. I mean, the blazer game was A+ yesterday. Plus, the dress shirt even had red buttons on it. I mean, he was profiling. The problem? I don't know what coaching gets done. That Grand Canyon, Alabama game was a crime against basketball. That was like AAU on steroids.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.